With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Sentencing for former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn was delayed on Tuesday after a federal judge lambasted Flynn and threatened to impose jail time.
It was a pretty dramatic moment in court of a judge questioning whether Flynn actually felt some remorse here.
Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao has the details from the courtroom coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The Donald J. Trump Foundation will dissolve following allegations that the charity misused funds. A lawyer for the foundation says it had been seeking to dissolve since the 2016 election, but was prevented from doing so by the New York Attorney General's office. The office alleges Trump used the foundation to pay legal settlements, further his campaign, and promote his businesses. Trump's lawyers have called the lawsuit politically motivated. The president called the suit ridiculous when it was filed. Facebook's chief operating officer says the company needs to do more to combat misinformation on its platform. Sheryl Sandberg's comments on her Facebook page on Tuesday come after researchers found that Russian trolls had tried to suppress African-American voter turnout during the 2016 presidential election. The NAACP said this week that it was returning a donation from Facebook and has called for a week-long boycott of the social media company. The Wall Street Journal reports that Elon Musk's SpaceX is set to raise $500 million. The journal reports that SpaceX is raising money from existing shareholders and a new investor, Scottish money management firm Baillie Gifford. SpaceX was last valued at $28 billion in an April funding round. President Trump continued his criticism of the Federal Reserve's plans to continue gradually raising interest rates before the central bank began its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. The president tweeted in favor of an editorial in the Wall Street Journal calling on the Fed to pause its plans. The Fed is expected to raise rates for a fourth time this year when it wraps up its policy meeting on Wednesday. Still to come, a dramatic day in the courtroom for Mike Flynn. A dramatic day in the courtroom as a federal judge has delayed a sentencing hearing for former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. Flynn unexpectedly sought a delay in sentencing after U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan lambasted him and threatened him with jail time. Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao is at the federal courthouse and joins us now via Skype from Washington. Byron, Flynn's sentencing was set for late Tuesday morning, and the courtroom became heated pretty quickly with Judge Sullivan telling him, quote, arguably you sold your country out, and threatening jail time despite defense attorneys and prosecutors requesting a lenient sentence because of his cooperation. Tell us some more about what happened in the courtroom.
That's right. Usually these sentencing hearings are pretty routine, especially when the government and defense attorneys agree on the sentence. So in this case, we had Flynn's lawyers and the prosecutors for special counsel Robert Mueller both believing that Flynn deserved basically leniency. And both sides agreed that there should possibly be no jail time. But ultimately, the discretion is up to the judge. He gets to decide the sentence. The judge raised questions about whether Flynn truly accepted his sentence, whether he accepted his guilty plea, and whether he truly felt remorse. And those are all factors that factor into sentencing. He asked him a number of pointed questions, including whether he knew that lying to the FBI was a crime. Flynn said, yes, he was aware. So it was a pretty dramatic moment in court of a judge questioning whether Flynn actually felt some remorse here.
As Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation continues to unfold, remind us of the specific charges against Flynn and how his cooperation has aided prosecutors.
Flynn is charged with one count of lying to the FBI. Those lies came very early, 4 days into Donald Trump's presidency when he was the brand new national security advisor. And the lies concerned his interactions with the Russian ambassador. Two FBI agents were sent to interview him to figure out basically what the Russians were up to. And he made misstatements or lies about essentially the nature of his conversation with this ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. He said they did not discuss Russian sanctions when in fact they had classified intelligence intercepts that showed that the two of them had discussed sanctions. So Flynn pled guilty last December on one count of lying to the FBI, and his sentencing was supposed to be Tuesday.
President Trump, of course, has been tweeting on Tuesday morning before the hearing. He tweeted, good luck to Mike Flynn. And also, there was no collusion, a phrase he's often repeated. Is the president under more pressure after what happened on Tuesday?
Certainly, this is one of his top national security advisors, someone he installed in the highest national security position in the White House, someone that's been cooperating with government officials for more than a year. So no one really knows, including probably the president, what exactly Michael Flynn told investigators or what he is testifying to. But combine this with his campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, being found guilty of tax charges, his fixer, Michael Cohen, being found guilty or pleading guilty to campaign finance violations and other tax charges. And the president is certainly under a tremendous amount of pressure and legal scrutiny as investigators are basically circling the wagons around some of his closest associates.
Byron, what happens next for Mike Flynn?
Well, no one knows at this point. The judge basically encouraged him to finish his cooperation with the government. Two of his former business partners were indicted this week in Virginia, and his testimony may be required in any trial that happens there. So the judge basically said, come back in March and we'll figure out where things stand and possibly set a sentencing then or possibly see where his cooperation is going. But essentially, the sentencing is being put off indefinitely.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Byron Tao joining us via Skype from Washington. Thanks so much, Byron.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.